Kansas State University researchers have published recent findings that highlight their discovery of a gene in ancient wheat that gives superior strength and elasticity to bread dough. Linglang Gao, a postdoctoral scientist in K-State's Wheat Genetics Resource Center, said the work is part of a larger project involving research groups worldwide and spanning more than 50 years of collecting 242 unique accessions of Aegilops tauschii, a wild goat grass that is one of the parent species of modern bread wheat and has a history that reaches nearly 10,000 years. K-State's work is published in the academic journal Communications Biology. The university's team was led by a recent doctoral graduate, Emily DeLorean, and adjunct professor, Jesse Poland, and paired researchers in the Wheat Genetics Resource Center with those in the Feed the Future Innovation Lab for Applied Wheat Genomics. DeLorean, who was the lead author on the research paper, said our group at K-State characterized the genetic diversity of an important gene for bread-making quality and found a trove of unique versions, as well as the origin of the known superior version of the gene already present in modern wheat. K-State's researchers are partners in the Open Wild Wheat Consortium that includes 38 research groups from 17 countries. Their focus is to improve farm crops by exploring useful genetic diversity in Aegilops tauschii. K-State's Gao credited the work of the Wheat Genetics Resource Center, an internationally recognized facility founded by University Distinguished Professor Bikram Gill that hosts a large gene bank, including more than 3,000 wild wheat accessions and 4,000 cytogenic stocks, the genetic treasures produced by a lifetime of work by wheat scientists around the world. Poland said many of the discoveries currently being made in the Open Wild Wheat Consortium rely almost entirely on collections from K-State's Wheat Genetics Resource Center. He said two of the members of the center, John Ropp and Dwayne Wilson, have collected and cared for the collections for several decades. Staff in the Wheat Genetics Resource Center continue to search for more genetic discoveries in wild wheat ancestors, including partnerships with wheat industry members in the National Science Foundation Industry University Collaborative Research Center. Gao is leading an IUCRC project in which he and USDA scientist Mary Gutierrez and K-State wheat breeder Alan Fritz are profiling additional genes from the wild wheat relatives for potential use in improving milling and baking qualities. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.